Beloved radio friends, we greet you and welcome you to the meditation of God's Word today. And we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would read the Word of God from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Listen to the Savior saying, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out demons? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Once again, my beloved friends, we find in the words of the Lord Jesus, the human race is divided into two classifications. There are two classes of persons. And is not this true from the beginning to the end of the Word of God? Regarding the history of the human race, there are those who genuinely belong to God, and there are others who may even profess the Lord. They have never actually believed upon Him. And actually the Lord's statement here, we can say of these two persons, one professes and confesses they belong to the Lord. But as you carefully analyze these words, the Savior declares, 'tis very evident, one profession is false, and the other one is the only true one. Now let us consider them for our consideration. Let's consider these two persons as being professing Christians. They both say, and the context declares it from the lips of the Savior, they both say, we know the Lord. But only one is real, and the other is false. Yet the false one claims to have done things for the Lord. He calls the Lord twice, Lord, Lord, and says, I talked about you, Lord. I've done things in your name. I've even used your name to cast out demons and do other great things. But please note the other one. Not much is said, but it means everything. As you look at verse 21, note these words. He doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Not seeking to talk about the great things and boast of them, but wanting and desiring and doing God's will, the will of the Father in heaven. Now raise the question, what is the will of God the Father for you and for me? Well, let me quote the words of Peter. He wrote them in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This person who does the will of God found out he or she needed to be saved. Learned from the Word of God, he did not wish them to perish. They learned he did not wish them to spend eternity in hell. Now, have you found this out, my friend? I thank God that my soul was awakened by God's Word preached through His Spirit and His servant to warn me of my eternal danger. And later on, thank God, I cast myself on the mercy of God in repentance and put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who died for my sins. Yes, those words of John 3 and verse 16, they offer salvation and deliverance for every sinner. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, my friend, have you found out it's not the will of God that you should perish? It is God's will that you should be saved. Now listen carefully to the Savior's message. He clearly states, it is possible to talk about me. It is possible to do more talking with your mouth, yet not reveal me in your life. You can even profess to be fighting against the devil and his demons. You can make people think that you're an active worker for God. And yet in all of this, you may not know me. Furthermore, the Lord says, I neither know you. Please let me say this. My beloved friend, will you not make sure the Lord knows you're His And will you not make sure you know He is your Savior? Ah, how many should realize it. My friend, listen. How many professing church members, church workers, even elders and deacons, and teachers, church officers, who are doing so much in an outward profession, who have never been born again? And the Lord said to the religious and the upright, moral person of even Nicodemus, a master of theology in Israel, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And poor Nicodemus, he did not understand what the Savior meant. He kept saying, how, how? And Jesus chided him when he said, art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? In John 3 and verse 10, there is no doubt that Nicodemus was seeking, and he was working, and he was hoping to be in the kingdom of God. And yet to Nicodemus, the great words of John 3:16 were first spoken to tell him that Jesus must die for him, so that Nicodemus must believe in Him to be saved and enter the kingdom with everlasting life. May I say, I know that there are preachers who today profess to know the Lord and serve Him, who themselves may need to be born again. I have in my records, in my files, the actual account of a Church of England clergyman professionally occupied as the rector of a church in England, who knew what the gospel of Christ was in its message. He preached it. Theologically, he knew it. On one Sunday, he happened to be preaching from John's Gospel, chapter 3, on the new birth. And his message was sound. He knew it clearly in his head. But right in the midst of his preaching the sermon, God spoke to his soul, and he thought to himself, why, I've never experienced this new birth myself. He was overwhelmed in the midst of his sermon with the realization, here I'm preaching, men must be born again, and I cannot tell when I was born again. And so overwhelmed, when he was finished his ministry that morning, he sought the Lord and placed his faith in the Savior's sacrifice for his salvation. It was one of the most unusual sermons ever preached in this way. For when a preacher was converted by his own sermon, that is something to talk about. Well, he did talk about it. He published it to the city at large and invited the people to come and hear him preach. And many came as they heard. Here was a preacher who wanted to tell them how he had been converted by his own sermon. Well, I wish some other preachers would get converted and do the same thing. Oh, my beloved radio friend, may I raise the question? What about you? I do not ask your church affiliation. I know that the church cannot save your soul. No church can. I know there's not a preacher that can save your soul. Priest or preacher is whatever the case may be. There is only one Savior, and that Savior is Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, according to Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. You may work for the church, for the poor, for the afflicted, and you may do many charitable deeds that are well in their place. But please remember, they cannot save you. One well wrote, I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done. But I should work like any slave in love for God's dear Son. My friend, I ask, are you just a professor, meaning a person who takes his or her place in the testimony of Christendom, professing to be a Christian, yet never been born again, never has confessed your sins, never have repented toward God and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? My friend, don't be this way any longer. For when you meet the Lord and you may tell Him, you may show Him all that you think you have done, and you've never taken Him as your Savior, being born again by the Spirit, you will hear Him say, I never knew you. Depart from me. My friend, the important thing is not who on earth knows you. And you may have many friends, but does the Lord know you? And are you His because of being born again? Are you trusting Him as your blessed Redeemer and Savior? Yes, my friend, there's only one question we would ask. Do you know the Lord? Can you say, and I quote the words of the dear Apostle Paul, who near the end of his life wrote these precious words, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Once again, a lesson in contrast from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. Two persons, one who is a false professor, empty, without no real conversion, the other a true one. Now we raise the question and leave it with you, my friend. Which one are you? Oh, my beloved friend, we earnestly pray and plead with you. Make sure that you've been born again by the Spirit of God, having come as a poor guilty sinner and received the Savior. Again, we say kindly and lovingly, we would not ask what church you belong to. We would only ask, do you belong to the Lord? Does He know you? Do you know Him? For at the end of your journey, you're going to find out which is true. Will He say to you, "I never knew you"? God grant it will never be that for you. Then trust Him today if never you have before. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify the message by the power of the Holy Spirit to the saving of some dear sinner, so that the Lord can say, and that He knows them, and they can say, "I know whom I believe." In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.